Federal Communications Commission wants Fox television stations to pay a total of more than $1 million for violating decency standards. Each of these 169 stations aired an episode of Married by America. It was a reality show, and it featured graphic scenes from bachelor and bachelorette parties at a time that children might have been watching. Frank Ahrens is covering this story for The Washington Post, and he joins us now on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Pretty big fine.
Yeah, it's actually the record fine for television stations. The fine was set actually, I guess, last month, the fine record, when the FCC fined Janet Jackson, the CBS stations, for the Janet Jackson episode during the Super Bowl of, I guess, $550,000, and this more than doubles that.
Although this more than $1 million is divided among the 169 television stations, right?
Yes, that's right. It's $7,000 for each of the 169 stations owned by Fox or affiliates. There's, I think, 35 owned stations and the rest are affiliates.
It's tempting to ask if a television station cares about a $7,000 fine.
Well, it is tempting to ask that. The FCC can fine up to a maximum of $32,500, and the FCC decides, essentially based on the strength of the violation, how provable it is, where to set the fine. This one was set a little bit lower, obviously.
That said, though, it is a very large fine overall, and the FCC has been accused of being too activist, doling out lots of large fines for decency violations. Is that accusation true?
Well, this particular FCC, the five commissioners on the FCC, they're three Republicans, two Democrats. It switches based on which party controls the White House. Has doled out more fines for indecency than any prior commission. And there's a couple of things happening here. Obviously, there's been a skyrocketing amount of complaints, viewer complaints. The FCC typically doesn't launch investigations on its own. It doesn't listen to the radio or watch television on its own. It responds to viewer complaints, and then it launches investigations, so that's happening. But there's also, it's a pretty activist commission. One of the Democratic commissioners, Michael J. Copps, on the commission, is very, very activist in terms of trying to crack down on indecency. In fact, the past several decisions, he's dissented in part, even though he the decisions to fine broadcasters, saying that even though I agree that we should fine some of these broadcasters, I don't think the fines are tough enough. We ought to talk about taking away station licenses.
Now, we've just got a couple of seconds here, but have these fines actually affected what people watch?
Yes, and they'll continue to, I believe. I think you're going to see more programming on radio and television move from over-the-air broadcast to satellite and cable channels. Howard Stern is leaving Infinity Broadcasting over-the-air syndicate in a year and a half when his contract is up to go to Sirius Satellite Radio. It's a pay service. And Bob Edwards, former host of Morning Edition, though obviously not for indecency reasons, has started a show on its rival, XM Satellite Radio. I think the analogy is in television. I mean, you watch more and more producers, directors take their projects to cable pay channels like HBO and Showtime, where they have, they believe, more creative freedom, and they don't have FCC oversight over content, and over-the-air broadcast TV is left to deal with that.
Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks.
Frank Ahrens is a reporter for The Washington Post, talking about a record fine from the Federal Communications Commission.